This is Ozarks at Large. It is the first week of October, traditionally a big month for entertainment. Wayne Bell, who writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com, is with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. October 2012 going to be a big month for entertainment like previous Octobers?
October is always a pretty good month. You know, with the Olympics this year, a lot of the TV networks pushed back their premieres to October. And then a lot of good Oscar Beatty type movies start coming out around October. And you've got some big music and books, too. So October is always a good month. It's kind of the first real month where things start to pick up after, you know, the summer.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things we can look forward to?
Well, on the 1st, yesterday, Arnold Schwarzenegger's new book came out, his autobiography, Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. You know, so that should be an interesting read, because not only does he talk about his you know, bodybuilding and film and political career, but he also talks about some of the more salacious stuff over the past few years of his life that he's kind of become known for. It's not ironic that this comes out around the time where he's trying to relaunch his film career.
Right.
So, whatever. And then today, Diana Krall's new CD comes out, and she is a kind of jazz vocalist who's a favorite of many people who like that kind of music.
And some hints of Tin Pan Alley, I understand, on this one. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it.
Glad Ragdoll is her new album. And, you know, she's somebody who's become sort of a Grammy darling. And isn't she with Elvis Costello?
She's married to Elvis Costello, yes.
So she just kind of has created, she's broadened her genre and brought it to new people. And then on the 4th, 30 Rock comes back for its final abbreviated season.
Merely 13 episodes or something, right?
Yeah. That's NBC's way of saying, thank you for winning us all those Emmys for all those years, but you're not getting very good ratings, so you get 13 episodes to wrap it up.
At least they get to wrap it up.
Yeah. It tells you where NBC is placing their bets. I mean,
right.
It's very strange. What are they going to replace it with?
The Voice, Night 4.
Night 4. I think it probably has to do with salaries and everything.
Sure.
It's an expensive show. And then on the 10th, Nashville debuts on ABC, which has got pretty good word of mouth. A lot of the preview critics have said that it's about the closest portrayal of the entertainment industry for kind of a glitzy television show.
But this has nothing to do with the Robert Altman movie from a few decades ago.
No, it's sort of playing on this like Faith Hill versus Taylor Swift.
Oh,
where it's an older,
up-and-comer.
Younger, and the politics of the Nashville market and how sexist it still is. Hmm. So it could be interesting. And it's got Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights and American Horror Story fame. And then as we start to get towards the middle of the month, on the 12th, we have Argo, which is well-reviewed so far with
Ben Affleck
and Bryan Cranston. And that looks like that could be a really great movie.
It's a story based on real life, a fake movie being shot to help people rescue people from Iran during the hostage crisis.
Yeah, and it's been getting good buzz out of like Toronto. So I think that could be an Oscar caliber type movie. It just depends, or it could be something like The Town that he did last time, which got a lot of Oscar buzz, but ended up just getting one or two nominations.
But a very good movie.
But a very good movie nonetheless. He's kind of coming into his own with those films. The Walking Dead comes back on AMC on the 14th.
Very excited.
Really?
Yes. I this is a show that I thought I would not enjoy at all, but it keeps pulling me back in. Yeah. A few too many gunshots, but still, very good writing.
Well, and then on the 16th, Ben Harper has a new CD out, for those who are big fans of him, By My Side. And on the 17th, American Horror Story comes back for its second season.
Now, it's the
miniseries. Roots 2.
Completely different story, right?
Yeah, completely different story. About four or five of the cast members are back, but they're in brand new parts.
I'm excited to see how this works. I think it's an interesting
take. I think
it's
a really interesting concept. And this new one takes place in an insane asylum. that Jessica Lange runs.
Right.
So, I mean, that right there. Right. Give her an Emmy. Another one. And then on the 19th, The Sessions, starring John Hawkes and Helen Hunt, comes out. That's been getting a lot of buzz. It's Helen Hunt plays a sexual surrogate to John Hawkes, who's, I believe, a paraplegic.
Right.
So that seems baity for Oscars.
And she hasn't made many movies in the past few years.
Yeah. I mean, she's the woman who has been washing our windows at our house. I wondered what was happening. And then all of a sudden, she's back to form. So your favorite unwatched show, Community, comes back on the 19th.
Please, people, watch this. The best show nobody watches.
Yeah, and now it wouldn't make any sense to people.
That's true.
Like, what are you watching?
Well, right. So go buy the DVDs, watch them in a hurry, then join me
and
seven or eight others.
If you don't have anything else to do, watch the first 18 seasons of Community, and then you can get caught up. this would be a good time to maybe catch up on The Simpsons, too, or, Saturday Night Live.
All the Meet the Press episodes, right.
Yeah, CBS Sunday Morning. Taylor Swift's new album, Red, comes out on the 22nd, and she always has blockbuster albums that come out. And then your wife's favorite movie, Magic Mike, comes out on the 23rd in DVD form. And that was a big kind of summer film that took off.
Steven Soderbergh directed it.
Steven Soderbergh. And then on the 26th, the WTF movie of the season. Daniel, my other half, watched the trailer the other night on TV and said, is that real or is it one of those Jimmy Kimmel spoofs? And it's Cloud Atlas.
I really want to see this. It's Tom Hanks.
And Halle Berry. Yeah.
So, and it's a science fiction movie.
Uh-huh.
And the few reviews that I've read already are gushing.
Yeah. So it looks like it could have like an Avatar type buzz or something where at the beginning you don't really know what it is, but it looks like it could have a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the end of the month, on the 30th, CeeLo Green has CeeLo's Magic Moment, his new CD.
Oh, fun.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse have a new CD coming out. And so when you look at the month as a whole, it looks like it's going to be pretty busy on all fronts, from books to film to TV and music. And then, of course, you've also got Halloween and lots of festivals going on. So it's a busy month.
And speaking of Halloween, there's a new Blu-ray edition out this week of 8 of the classic Universal horror movies, Frankenstein, Dracula, The Wolfman. First time on Blu-ray.
And there's always a market for it. This past weekend, that Halloween animated film.
Hotel Transylvania Hotel.
That was the number one movie and almost $50 million. So, I mean, it's a big market. And Frank and Weenie's coming out. So
Halloween used to be a day, maybe a week. Now it's a month.
A month, yeah. And then just the same, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks and Christmas is 6 months. So it's
Too much is packed into the final 92 days of the year.
I know.
We need to stretch this out. Yes.
But that's how it is.
All right, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.